In Brazil's Amazon, indigenous reserves help protect over 400 square miles of rainforest. Many of this year's forest fires were set by people who invaded indigenous lands. Catherine Osborne reports on how native Brazilians are forming alliances to fight back.
Bepdo Chicrin is a 28-year-old school teacher from Brazil's Chicrin indigenous group. He lives in a village in the Amazonian state of Pará that was covered by smoke from forest fires in the past few weeks. He spoke to me from there via WhatsApp.
Trincheira Bacajá. Tem muito fumaça.
The smoke spread across all of the Chicrin land, Bepdo said. The people who set the fires should not have even been allowed on the territory because it's a federal indigenous reserve.
Tem muito invasão.
But it had been invaded by illegal loggers and squatters who want to claim the land for themselves. Bepdo says police had been unusually slow to stop them. He blames the rhetoric of Brazil's president,
Bolsonaro.
Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro has long said he thinks native Brazilians have too much land. His government cut funding for the environmental authorities who should be able to stop invasions. So far this year, the number of forest fires on indigenous lands has shot up, 88% more than during the same period last year. Scientists say it points to a rise in trespassing.
There is a vacuum of efforts from the federal government into looking after these territories. And these more invasions, more forest fires, more land grabbers.
André Guimarães is an agronomist with the Amazon Environmental Research Institute. He says Bolsonaro's actions since taking office in January signal to people who want to illegally slash and burn federal forests that they can get away with it. After international outcry last month about fires in the Amazon, Bolsonaro announced he would step up efforts to combat environmental crime.
De pessoal, equipamentos das Forças Armadas.
He pledged army support against illegal activities in the forest. While Bolsonaro was giving his speech, native Brazilians, including the Chicrin, were taking their own steps to protect their land. Bepdo traveled over 200 miles to a village where 14 different indigenous groups held a three-day summit. Some of the tribes had fought each other in the past, but they recognized they were now facing a common threat. The majority were suffering land invasions, Bepdo said, and authorities were not defending the reserves the way Brazilian law requires. The groups swapped strategies. Several of them, including the Chicrin, had worked with Brazil's Indigenous Affairs Agency and with state prosecutors to sue for police protection. Another tactic the groups discussed was broadening their appeals for help. They recorded a video, which they had subtitled in English. In it, a Kayapo woman named Oe Payakan speaks in front of the different groups, each in their own traditional body paint. She wears a crown of yellow feathers and has a red mask painted across her eyes.
Queremos dizer que vamos seguir resistindo pela floresta, pelo nosso modo de vida, para produzir sem destruir.
We're going to defend our way of life, she says, of producing without destroying.
Lute ao nosso lado.
And the tribes called on the world to fight alongside them. Bepdo returned to his village, where he worked with his brother to record another video, translating a message from their chief to state authorities. The squatters are sending us death threats, he said. A few days later, a judge ruled in favor of the Chicrin's case and ordered federal police to remove the invaders. Bepdo says it shouldn't have to take all this for indigenous lands to be protected. But as long as it does, he says they won't stop fighting to keep their land and to keep the forest standing. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.